WMS systems, just like any other enterprise software category, have nuances, and we publish the list of WMS systems every year to help with your selection process. So which are the top 10 WMS systems in 2024? That's what we are going to discuss in this video. So let's dive in.
Growing a business requires a holistic approach that extends beyond sales and marketing. This approach needs alignment among people, processes, and technologies. So if you're a business owner, operations, or finance leader looking to learn growth strategies from your peers and competitors, you're tuned into the right podcast. Welcome to the WBS Podcast, where scalable growth using business systems is our number one priority. Now, here is your host, Sam Gupta.
Hello everyone, my name is Sam Gupta. I am principal at Elevate IQ. Elevate IQ is the independent ERP and digital transformation consulting firm. We help our clients with digital transformation strategy, change management, enterprise technology selection, as well as implementation. On that note, let's go back to today's topic, which is going to be top 10 WMS systems in 2024. If you have been following our YouTube channel, then you are not going to notice changes just because there has not been much development in this particular space. Just to be clear, the criteria that we use for this platform is going to be product share, the acquisition strategy focused on WMS products, product roadmap, community ecosystem, win rate, technology strategy, as well as the investors. So those are some of the factors that we use to compile our list. So now let's look at the list. Number 10 on our list is Texas. And if you're not familiar with Texas, Texas is positioned for retail healthcare centric verticals in the SMB space. It has some of the unique capabilities, especially from the hardware perspective. They also target a lot of DTC verticals. So you are going to find integrated OMS, etc., as part of their suite. So some of the pros that you are going to see with them is that they have point of use inventory management. And this is especially beneficial in the healthcare settings where they have to track when your any of the medicines or the equipment or the medical devices that need to be tracked from the point where you are picking from your warehouse to the point of use. That's when they are really strong. They have hardware integration. Typically, the hardware is used in the hospital setting to be able to track this, to have those visual help in understanding what kind of inventory may be available inside the hospital. So this is a very, very healthcare specific scenario, and that's where they are really strong. The other advantages that you have with Texas is their multi-location capabilities. And typically, the multi-location capabilities are going to have several layers as well. And especially in the hospital settings, in the retail settings, you are going to have collaboration between these locations, especially when you are going to be short on the inventory. So you require far deeper visibility across the locations, and that's where you would require stronger multi-location capabilities. The cons with Texas is their technology is not going to be as modern as you are going to find with some of the other platforms. It's not a comprehensive suite, and their ecosystem is probably going to be limited as well. So that's number 10. Now, number 9 on our list is Move3 WMS. And Move3, if you're not familiar with this, this is very small solution. For the most part, their position in the market is very different. They are very iOS native, and that is the only thing that they do at this point of time. Their claim is that iOS is going to be more efficient. So obviously with them, you will require to replace all of your devices. So let's say if you are installing it for the first time and you are okay in using the Apple devices, then you are not going to have as much problem. But for the most part, their tightness with the Apple devices is going to be a major challenge. The advanced capabilities, they have a lot of advanced capabilities for SMBs, especially when you look at their capabilities for the process-centric industries, as well as the batch manufacturing, just because that's been their background. They were in the ERP, ISV space, but they spun off those capabilities to Infor, and they started focusing more on Move3 WMS. So overall, from their perspective, some of the layers that you are going to see in their platform are going to be very unique. For example, in these industries, you require far more attributes when you look at the BOM level, when you look at the lot number level, that you are not going to find with the other WMS systems unless they are designed for process pharma-centric verticals. The cons with Move3 you are going to find is technology as well as compatibility issues, especially if you have hardware that is not compliant with iOS. But at the same time, you are getting the seamless experience as well when these platforms are going to be designed for multiple devices or multiple operating systems. Sometimes the experience may not be as seamless. With this, since this is natively designed for iOS, your experience is going to be far richer. And then we have seen some of the users reporting software bugs, with this particular platform, not suitable for enterprises. It's very SMB-centric platform. So those are going to be some of the cons. And that's number 9. Now, number 8 on our list is Logiva WMS. And Logiva is that mid-market WMS platform in the TMS space. This is going to be comparable to your Mercury Gate TMS, and they are installed together in NetSuite ecosystem, in Acumatica ecosystem. So this is going to be ideal for e-commerce and parcel-centric mid-market operations. So any verticals where NetSuite is going to be strong, Logiva is going to be strong there as well. It is very feature-rich compared to other mid-market solutions, but for the most part, it is not going to have all of those enterprise capabilities in the layers, which is a good thing, especially for the SMB companies, because it's going to be much easier to use, much easier to adopt compared to other suite-centric, enterprise-centric platforms. The UI is going to be cloud native. And then cons that you have is that the learning curve is going to be far bigger than some of these smaller solutions. For example, let's say if you're looking at Move3 WMS or the lighter WMS solutions that you are going to find integrated with your ERP systems, the Logiva is not going to be as user friendly. Again, if you compare this with the smaller solutions, then it might not be as user-friendly. But if you compare this with the enterprise solution, it's going to be far more user-friendly. So the context is always important, where the users are coming from, what is their skill set, and based on that, they might find it user-friendly or might not find it user-friendly. Their coverage is going to be limited for the enterprise-centric complex business models. So that's number 8. Now, number 7 on our list is Softion. And if you're not familiar with Softion, they have very similar market as your Infor WMS. For the most part, you are looking at upper mid-market manufacturers. They are also very unique overall with their positioning. They are going to have the OMS as well as distributor order management capabilities that you might not find with Infor WMS. So in this particular case, they are going to be slightly more relevant for companies that are going to have the hybrid of retail distribution manufacturing. If you are going to be pure play manufacturer, then Infor WMS might make more sense. So with Softion perspective, their suite is going to combine that OMS as well as distributed order management capabilities. You are going to have far richer batch capabilities that you might not find with some of these smaller solutions. And that is going to be critical for warehouses that are trying to gain the efficiency by decoupling the processes, by exploring some of these batch scenarios, picking in batches, packing in batches. That's where Softion is going to be really handy. The cons with Softion is that not tailored for enterprise scale operations. It is a very upper mid-market centric solution, requires third-party add-ons. You are not going to get the complete suite experience from the same vendor, and too nuanced for very small operations. So those are going to be some of the cons, but that's number 7. Now, number 6 on our list is Infor WMS. And for the most part, Infor WMS is going to be relevant for any of the companies or any of the verticals where Infor LN or M3 is really strong. Infor LN is strong in automotive, aerospace verticals. M3 is really strong in apparel, retail-centric, chemical-centric verticals. So in these verticals, Infor WMS is going to have very strong capabilities. Whatever these verticals are going to require, most likely Infor WMS is going to have those layers. Now, the challenge with Infor WMS products in general is that they are designed for the pure play business models. So sometimes when you are going to have hybrid business models, Infor WMS may not be as strong. For example, they might not have as strong capabilities with your OMS as well as distributed or order management. If you require that, then Infor WMS may not be the right fit. The pros for Infor WMS is seamless integration with Infor ERPs. So if you are already going to be on Infor ERPs, then you will get the pre-integrated workflows. You don't have to invest as much on the consulting integration effort. But again, we always say this, whenever you have pre-baked integration, you still need to vet those, whether they are going to work for your workflows, especially if you are going to have your data model as well as process model. That is too different from Infor data model as well as process model. That's where you are going to run into the integration challenges. The other pros with Infor WMS is it includes the SNOP as well as visibility platform, but the visibility platform is not going to be as comprehensive as some of the other solutions that we have in the market. That is going to be your Blue Yonder, E2 Opens of the world. Infor WMS is also unique with its 3D warehouse capabilities. So if you care for 3D warehouse, then it might make sense to buy Infor WMS. But keep in mind, enabling that 3D warehouse requires deeper consulting effort. You will require far deeper data modeling experience that you would need to enable that 3D warehouse perspective. Now, on the surface level, 3D warehouse may look very tempting, but again, you need to keep in mind that you will require substantial consulting data modeling expertise to be able to enable that experience. Don't make decisions just because you are seeing something very cool. Go back to your fundamentals, where your data model is, what your core capabilities are, and based on that, decide which WMS is going to make sense for you. Now, the cons for Infor WMS is the limited application for large enterprises, limited TMS capabilities, and not for 3PL companies. If you are going to have 3PL business model, they are going to have lighter capabilities. For the most part, it is really designed for those pure play manufacturers. So that's number six. Now, number five on our list is Oracle WMS. And Oracle WMS will make sense when you are utilizing other products from Oracle perspective, whether you are going to be on Oracle TMS or you are going to be on Oracle ERP. So the pros for this is that it is going to be pre-integrated with other Oracle apps, just like with any other WMS systems, for example, Infor or SAP, and proven for high transaction volumes, the enterprise grade. When you look at the workload of those Fortune 1000 accounts, that's where Oracle WMS is going to be really handy. The cons with Oracle WMS is that it is going to be overwhelming for those smaller companies who don't require those enterprise layers. That's where Oracle WMS might be too much for those users. Now, it is also going to have dependency on other add-ons. You are not going to get the complete suite experience that you might find with your Blue Yonders or Manhattans of the world that you will find with Oracle WMS. It will require customization for compliance workflows. So some of the WMS solutions that are very thick in WMS processes, they are going to have far deeper compliance capabilities inbuilt as part of their solution that you would require consulting help, or you are going to require add-ons on top of Oracle WMS. So that's number five. Now, number four on our list is SAP EWM. And SAP EWM is for enterprise companies with very complex business models, including your 3PL, whether you are exploring 24/7 scenario or not 24/7 scenario, whether your warehouse locations are going to be exactly aligned with your ERP locations or different architecture. So SAP EWM has a lot of flexibility overall from their positioning perspective. The pros for SAP EWM is that it has support for both decoupled as well as for the embedded architecture to explore those 24/7 scenarios, as well as depending upon how you want to structure your warehouses. The other advantages that you have with SAP EWM is the power of HANA, which helps with those enterprise workloads, and the advanced capabilities for 3PL billing business model, especially when you have complicated billing business model for your 3PL business, whether 3PL is going to be as part of your business model or you are pure play 3PL, in all of those cases, SAP EWM could be a great fit. The cons with SAP EWM is too big for the smaller companies. The learning curve and the expensive implementation are going to be some of the issues that you are going to notice with SAP EWM, but that's number four. Now, number three on our list is Kerber or HiJump. HiJump was very mid-market centric WMS platform. It was very well penetrated into the NetSuite, Acumatica, Infor ecosystems. And now with Kerber, you have all of those enterprise-grade capabilities as well. Whether you are looking at all of those claims management or DST capabilities, you are going to have all of that with Kerber. So now with Kerber, you have very similar suite experience that you are going to find with your Blue Yonder or Manhattan, but it is not going to be as complex as them. So that helps some of the mid-market companies, but at the same time, it is not designed for the enterprise companies. So the pros for Kerber is fairly comprehensive suite for both WMS, TMS, as well as for those DSTs, as well as last mile capabilities. The cons with Kerber is issues with the pre-baked integration. With any pre-baked integration, especially if you have not vetted whether those pre-baked integration are going to work, then you might find challenges with those, and then you might end up designing your custom workflow. So as such, pre-baked integration might not help. So again, whenever you are looking at any of the pre-baked integration, make sure you vet whether how much gap are you going to have with respect to pre-baked integration. You don't want to get into a scenario where you are paying for pre-baked integration, but at the same time, that is not going to work for you, and you might end up switching to your custom workflows. The other con that you're going to find with Kerber is not a complete supply chain suite and not for enterprises. So that's number three. Now, number two on our list is Blue Yonder. And Blue Yonder is one of the strongest supply chain suite in the market. It has very robust WMS system as well. So the pros for Blue Yonder is that enterprise-grade WMS with pre-built components, especially for the retail manufacturing-centric industries, where the majority of their operations run on the supply chain suite. Again, retail is one of that industries. The other advantages that you're going to have with Blue Yonder is the whole supply chain suite is going to be pre-integrated. It's going to be as part of the same suite. In these verticals, the ERP does not have much of the scope. For the most part, the ERP acts as the enterprise ledger or the financial ledger. For the most part, your allocation, locations, etc., all of that operational logic is going to reside inside your supply chain suite, but that might not be applicable for the other industries. For example, that let's say if you look up for industrial distribution manufacturing, they have very different architecture in general, so Blue Yonder might not be as relevant in those spaces. Now, the cons for Blue Yonder is too large for the SMBs. It is going to be cost prohibitive for the SMB companies, and the network component is not going to be as strong as you are going to find with E2Open, just because they are relying on the other partners for the network capabilities. So that's number two. Now, number one on our list is Manhattan Associates. For the most part, Manhattan has one of the strongest WMS out there, regardless of whether you are looking for this for retail-centric verticals or you are looking for 3PL logistics-centric verticals. Manhattan has all of those capabilities pre-baked as part of the solution. But for the most part, their data model, their process models are going to be geared towards the industries where they are really strong, and that is going to be your grocery, retail, apparel, footwear. That's where Manhattan is really strong. The largest number of logos are going to be in those spaces for them. So the pros for Manhattan is the suite includes a pre-integrated point of sale. But again, depending upon whether you want to use their POS or you are going to use something else, so it might be relevant for you, it might not be relevant for you. Again, depending upon your use cases. are capable of handling enterprise workloads. So that's a huge plus for Manhattan compared to some of the other mid-market solutions that might not perform as well or that might not scale as well for the enterprise workloads. The effective management of the complex verticals for these verticals, the only choice that you might have is Manhattan, just because the other WMS solutions might struggle in that based on the need for the scale as well as for their data model. Now, the cons for Manhattan is the supply chain is not as complete. So even though their WMS solution is going to be far deeper in capabilities, the other components of the supply chain suite, for example, when you look at the visibility platform, when you look at the control tower capabilities, you are not going to find all of that with Manhattan. Manhattan focuses more on the execution component of your OMS, of your WMS, TMS, etc. That's where Manhattan is really strong, and they are focusing on that. So that could be one of the cons with Manhattan. Also requires add-ons for the comprehensive supply chain capabilities. So most likely you are going to be requiring the other add-on solutions that is going to complete the supply chain suite. If you are looking for that and not designed for SMBs, it's going to be expensive. It will require substantial consulting help to be successful with the platform. If you enjoyed this video, we are going to include the link of an article that is going to have much deeper analysis, so you might want to check that. This podcast is also available in the audio form on Apple as well as Spotify, called WBS Rocks. So we encourage you to check that out, as well as subscribe if you like. We publish these videos on a weekly basis, so if you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, you might want to do that. Also, if you have not checked our digital transformation report for 2024, we are going to include the link, so you might want to check that. On that note, thanks for tuning in. I'll see you in the next.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the WBS Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform so you never miss an episode. For more information on growth strategies for SMBs using ERP and digital transformation, check out our community at wbs.rocks. We'll see you next time.